Today in Science from Wired.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget carbon offsets. The planet needs carbon removal credits. The carbon removal market is fast growing, with an array of different removal methods available to businesses keen to mitigate their environmental impact. By Stephen Armstrong. We can reverse climate change if we redefine what carbon neutral looks like, says Gabrielle Walker, co-founder of carbon removal startup Cure8 at Wired Impact in London in November 2023. Scientists define net zero not just as the reduction of carbon emissions, but the removal of carbon from the atmosphere too, a complete negation of the greenhouse gases emitted by humanity. Business is now catching up. Carbon offsets are worthless, and companies have therefore been stampeding away from buying cheap offsets to avoid reputational damage, Walker says. She suggests carbon removal credits as a better solution for reaching net zero. Removal credits take carbon dioxide out of the sky and keep it out, Walker explains. In your own net zero target, reduce your emissions and remove whatever's left. Growing more trees is one potential way of removing carbon from the atmosphere, but trees might be burned, Walker points out. So a better way to lock in their carbon removal is to use carbonated timber to construct buildings. This method, where the wood is lightly charred before being used, seals it against water and mildew. Building with it displaces CO2 heavy cement and locks a tree's carbon in for as long as the building is there. Walker recommends other removal methods too, low-level technologies such as biochar, created by burning wood in very low oxygen, alongside basal rocks, which absorb CO2 over thousands of years, make good fertilizer that locks carbon in. And machines including Orca, a large plant in Iceland, will soon be sucking 4,000 metric tons of CO2 from the air every year, mineralizing it and turning it to stone. Walker finished with a chilling picture of a plaque in Iceland on the site of the first glacier to disappear. A letter to the future, the inscription reads, "In the next 200 years, all other glaciers are expected to follow the same path. This monument is to acknowledge that we know what is happening and what needs to be done. Only you know if we did it." Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.